Days, bitches.
Feliz Navidad.
I know you hated it, didn't it?
Why? Oh, absolutely.
You look green as shit. What the fuck?
It's a green light. No, it's a green light. I got the willpower. I'm just waiting for it to get mad, and then it's like, I can switch the color.
A little bit of that John Stewart.
What is it more like? Doo-doo.
Damn right. Where are my niggas? Where are my niggas?
Welcome to True Story Bro Live, ladies and gentlemen. It is what, like 4 days before Christmas, I think?
Yeah, it's how math works usually.
I forget what day it is. Anyway, welcome to True Story Bro Live, where we tonight... We'll be talking, since this is the last show of the year, we're going to be talking about all the woes that have been happening for the past month, basically.
Couple days.
Days.
I mean, yeah, well, a couple of these have been happening for, days. Maybe a couple of weeks.
At least.
So, but first off, how's everybody doing?
Not too shabby.
Chilling.
Things have been well.
Yeah. Enjoying, you know, the life of the fun employed.
I remember those days, brother. I feel you.
You more of the professional nigga, not me.
yeah, but your job title is a that's what they hired you to do.
Nah, what the fuck are you talking about?
You trying to get you to be professional. Yeah, nigga, I'm just professional. See the difference?
No, I don't see the difference. But
you will when you get to work.
I have so far. It hasn't been that bad. So
good to know.
I guarantee you, as soon as it is, this somebody's gonna come out like fucking Tobias Moon in Mortal Kombat. They're gonna be like, nigga. That's gonna be the new whoopsie. Instead of whoopsie, it's gonna be like, nigga.
Speaking of niggas, did you guys get a chance to see the trailer for the American Society of Magical Negroes?
Yes. I saw the trailer. Somebody sent it to me. It was like, yo, is this for real? And I watched it. I was like, oh, this is legit. This is legit. This is like a Key and Peele skit going like to 1,000.
What do y'all think about it, though?
Oh, I can't wait to see. I expect fuckery of the highest order, and I'm all here for it.
I sat there and I watched the trailer, and I was like, so what's the purpose of this movie? And apparently, literally what it is that there's certain white people that get a designated nigga who does magic.
Correct.
What?
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
That's the premise of the movie.
That's exactly
and you
what it
basically,
is.
The nigga basically has to help him out and be the cool guy in every situation.
Yep. Oh my God. Jesus.
I saw this video of this guy describing the trailer and everything like that. And he says, he was like, they should have just stuck with niggas. They should have just said niggas instead of saying Negroes. I feel like Negroes is a slur. And they should have just kept it as the American Society of Magical Niggas. That's all they had to do.
if it was on Netflix, they could probably promote it as that. But because it's going out to an actual
or Chappelle show, yeah, they would have done that. Absolutely.
Yeah. Oh man!
As soon as I saw it, I remember that Key and Peele skit. Like it was yesterday where they were like two magical Negroes. It's like there could only be one and they're fighting like on some Doctor Strange fucking Harry Potter beam struggle type shit. And they're like, and I'll never forget old girl from not 227 from Amen, who was D in Wayne's Brothers. And she was like, he was like, are you a magical Negro too? He's like, a Negro? was like, fuck you talk about white, just my black ass. And that was the end of that. And then once I heard this movie was coming out, I said, oh, these motherfuckers definitely have their fucking hands in this shit. Society of Magical Negroes, hilarious. It's wow. Gonna be funny.
Well, oh my God, I'll have to cop that trailer, bro.
That definitely. Is totally ridiculous.
I mean, it doesn't definitely. Seem bad. It just seems like it's like it was predictable. Like just you seeing every single scene, like you saw. Once you heard one line, you knew what the next scene was literally going to be.
Oh yeah, right.
I'm sure. I'm 100% sure.
This is definitely for the initiated.
Yeah. But today,
off key audio.
Okay, never mind. I'm back now. All right. So, first, we're going to talk about the thing that has been dead for quite a long time, but they had to make it official.
Three, exactly. That's just like the first video. Compilation we did with Gimri Devine, R.I.P. Greg. Mm-hmm. That was the last time it was fun when we were cracking on it, and after that, it's been a shadow of his former self.
They tried
ever since then. Did they though?
They tried coming back in 2022 or something like that.
Nobody gave a shit by that time. Nobody gave a shit by that time.
Expo itself, right? They tried it one last time, and that wasn't working out for sure. COVID really was COVID was the deciding factor for that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It was initially them, but then COVID fucked them over, yeah.
It really was the death of the Expo. COVID was the death of the Expo, but for the stuff that we used to get on that various week, which was just gaming, trailers, and all that stuff, everyone just decided to start doing their own thing. So they weren't going to the expo, and they weren't, you know, doing a live presentation because everything is digital now.
It's true.
Yeah, but Nintendo
started with it first.
Yeah.
Then Sony and afterwards. And Sony was just like, you know, we're going to do one game experiences. At that point, that's what they were doing for the E3 for a bit, but then they were like, wait, we could just do this shit on our own, just like Nintendo's doing.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah, so now they got the Summer Game Fest, and they got all these other separate companies doing their own thing quarterly during the year. Yes. So, I mean, so technically it's like E3 was kind of obsolete for a while.
Right.
Once I heard they were dead, the first thing that popped in my mind was Luke Cage after he done beat all these niggas up, and then fucking Sugar was like, I don't even like these niggas. And then that was the end of E3.
No, but do you guys, you might not have a memory, but do you guys have a memory of like a best memory of E3 of a game that came out that you excited like when it from and you heard it from E3?
Yeah. I'm serious. The game is they're out of the game in E3's over. That's my asshole. Memory.
You're such an asshole.
It's true though. They haven't impressed me in a long
That's time. What I'm saying. What was the event, the E3 event that impressed you?
It was a long time ago, dog.
We
were still in that. It was whatever Prince of Persia shit that came out way back when we were still in high school. That's it.
Okay, maybe like, that's fine.
Maybe like the third one, and then that's it. And then
that's fine.
That was it. That's and then fine. After that, it's like, why is this still here? And then we did our show, like I said before, with Game of Redefined, and it was like, I felt like Jackie Chan, and who am I? I said, 9 good men die for this. And it's like every year, just a disappointment of E3. And it met an old west tuberculosis having fucking death. And Sorry.
You mean you mean it did a Red Dead Redemption 2?
There's no redemption for these niggas. I was just about to say that.
Nigga, the main character in Red Dead Redemption dies by tuberculosis.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does.
That shit's no joke. But it's so messed up because you can tell the moment it happened too. The dude like coughed on him and then boom, you're like, wow, now this guy is gonna die slowly for the rest of the game.
Yeah, that nigga had the original COVID, it was over.
Bruh.
You think you're getting vaccines by horsebound carriage? You dead, nigga, you dead.
I do have like to E3. What was it? 2002 or 2001? When they announced Metal Gear Solid 2, that was probably my most impressive part of E3. But again, like you said, that was like way back. I mean, you're absolutely right. They haven't really impressed anything, especially since companies have been doing shit on their own now.
It's true.
Very true.
Anybody else got any mine, cool memories? Or no?
Mine would be the greatest game of all time. Uh-oh. The Last of Us.
Oh.
When they did the debut in 2012, that shit was hard. And I waited like 3 more years after that for that fucking game to come out.
And it was worth it, wasn't it?
And it was fucking worth it. And then we waited again mad long for part 2. But then at this point, this was when Sony was doing PSX and they had stopped it that last year for PSX. Yeah. And what they did at E3 was that they just did a whole live interaction thing where it was they only spoke about The Last of Us Part 2. They didn't speak about nothing else.
Interesting.
But by that time, it was already, you know, they already started doing the digital shit, you know what I'm saying? Because they had PSX, and then they also had what do they call them now? The State of Plays. They had already started just doing that around that time, 2018.
I mean, that is true. They did start doing that shit.
Indeed.
But I was about to say I would ask Black Caesar, but Black Caesar don't play any video games.
I've been obsolete for a long time, man. You know, I mean, don't get me wrong. I still have the joy. It's just not in my house or in my wallet. So no.
Understood. That's okay.
But, yeah, but you know, still got love for it though. You know, hey man, Smash Brothers Ultimate. I was geared for that. That was fun.
Okay. You know, okay. Well, Super Smash Brothers. I'll take that one. I'll take that one.
Dan, what is up with our feed? Thanks for tuning in to episode 149, the Kung Fu movie episode of True Story, bro.
I don't know. We've been having shitty fucking reception with everything right now.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Sorry though, this is gonna be the last episode of the new year, and the new year is gonna bring a lot of dope shit.
We got, yeah. Dope shit. Right now, we're gonna end with some shitty shit.
Man, we've earned it.
Shit. That's
right. We've earned it.
That's right. You have offended me, and you have offended the Shaolin Temple.
You know you're badass when you can dub yourself, man. Yeah.
Damn right.
All right. So I fucking hate you. Hold on. Talks amongst yourselves for a moment.
Oh, he
this
might
guy.
Oh, a little bit. He restarted. He restarted on purpose. He's like, you're gonna have to diss me.
I'm still here.
I know. He's like, I'm gonna go fix my shit right now before I come back.
Nah.
Okay, now you're at least a little better.
Nah, he's better now.
Yeah, he's better now.
I doubt it. Oh, I am good.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I can see your lips moving and words coming out.
I'm right, the one I hit with the robot.
I'm still like 5 seconds behind. Whatever.
It's all good. It lasted a good 5 seconds.
Yeah. My man jumped, and I jumped again.
My man. He's like, he looked like a time lapse.
Oh my god, yo!
I'm done.
All right. So hackers ruining gamers. So this has been going on for a couple of days now, going on a week, where companies like Rocksteady and Insomnia Games have been hacked, and their shit has been held ransom by hackers. Yeah, you heard right. Oh. Held ransom for $2 million.
Who they got? Cash? Crash Override? Zero Cool came after these niggas?
Here's the thing. They have with Insomnia Games, they had all of their games, especially the current Wolverine game that being made, along with, I think, three other concepts that they have in store. Plus, they have all these guys' public information, well, private information, like all their and it does suck. I mean, getting like shit like games is one thing, but when you start getting these people's like private information, that's a whole new level.
I wonder when I get hired, my next job, can I change my profile? And so if we get hacked, they could be like, fuck yourself. I'll be first name, fuck you. And then last name, yourself. So that way when they come and look for my information, they can fall to the scales. It's like, we got everybody, but fuck yourself. He's like, that means you're going to have to try harder.
Yo.
I can't. It's, you know what the most funniest thing right now, going off topic? Literally, Black Caesar is in better, in like, has a better camera than both of us combined right now.
Yeah, Black Caesar's doing his thing.
First time for everything, man. Hey, it's going to be a new year, a new age, shit.
I'm going to get this nigga a new camera. That's what I'm going to do. he's like, I'm just switching my fucking camera. Fuck it.
Yeah, if he's going to switch it to his phone, yeah, that'd be dope.
No, he ain't switching it to his phone. He had it on his phone.
Oh, is that why it took so long?
Yeah.
Damn.
But holy shit. And then you got Rocksteady Games, which I know we don't do leaks and shit like that here, but basically they
only if we drink too much.
You're funny.
You know it.
So basically, Rocksteady Games, with the new game that's coming out, Suicide Squad: Kill the Justice League.
Ah, nice.
Yeah. Apparently, the hackers found out the entire plot line of the game, and they basically found photos and video and like whatchamacallit, like voice files of a scene where a major character dies. Yeah. Any of you guys who want to find it, go right ahead. You can find out who the one that dies. But basically, I feel it's a bit disrespectful on how they did it.
Teeny bit.
You know, you've heard about it, right? Black Caesar?
Oh, yeah, yeah, absolutely.
And you heard who it was, right?
I did.
Yeah.
I dug.
Pretty brutal.
You said you don't?
No, of course I don't. You know.
Well, looks like we're gonna have to again.
What the fuck?
Yeah, but he. I mean, he died in the most shittiest way possible,
bro. they've been doing this shit for like the last year and a half with the ever since you know what, and it's like I'm so fucking over it.
And I'm I know. But but also this thing being he died so unceremoniously, and
because he died so much already, so they had to give him some bullshit.
Literally this year alone, he died three times.
It's three times too many.
He died three times this year alone, and it's like it's killing me not to talk about it, but I don't want to because I don't want to ruin it for people who actually want to play the game. You know, I don't want to be like that asshole hacker who just who kind of just fucked everybody over by leaking everything out there.
Yeah, that nigga's zero cool. Like, as in not cool at all. Not in the hacker's reference that I tossed in there.
So what were you saying, Black Caesar?
Oh, so Bruce is basically the new dead man? Is that what I'm hearing? Boston brand is out. Bruce wins.
I was trying to keep the name a secret.
Nigga, these niggas couldn't keep it a secret.
Yeah, no, you're right. You know, but okay. So for right now, for anybody who is listening, who is looking at this, I'm gonna put this up.
Spoilers. Did you put it up in red? Spoilers.
I can't change the color, but whatever.
they get the idea.
So yeah, I'm putting this up right now, just so nobody can right now get angry at me or us for talking about it. But I'm putting this up right now. We're gonna talk about since Black Caesar literally just put it out there already. we're gonna talk about the whatchamacallit?
Kill the Justice League.
Yeah, that Kill the Justice League shit. Okay. So, Harley Quinn supposedly just shoots Batman in the face.
Well, that's niggas should have been doing that for years. His mouth is exposed. You know, just shoot that nigga in the face.
But, like, it's so unceremonious. It's such an unceremonious death. Okay, so here's the three times he basically been killed. He died in the Gotham Knights movie. I mean game.
Yeah.
Then he died again in the Gotham Knights game because I actually just finished playing that game.
Oh, so you just spoiled it for me, you bitch.
Oh, Gotham Knights?
Yeah.
Were you gonna play it?
Yeah.
You can still play it, nigga. Okay.
Damn.
You can still play it.
I just had to talk shit to see what you say. Cause I didn't hear who you said. You know what I'm saying?
I know you didn't, motherfucker. That's why I wasn't gonna really say it. But I'm trying to remember the third time that he died. But then this bitch shoots some
Final Crisis.
What?
Final Crisis.
Are you talking about Batman?
Yeah.
This year?
No, just in general.
No, I'm talking about this year alone.
But that's what the
problem. Like three fucking times.
But even so, that's the problem. When they first did it, okay, it was shocking, but then not really. And then they just keep doing it. I'm like, nigga, it's like the fucking guy in the Black Knight in Monty Python. Oh, how many times can you? Oh, it's just a flesh wound. Nigga, we get it.
But here's also the thing too. Like, okay, so since Kill the Justice League is supposed to be a continuation of the Arkham franchise, so basically, Batman Arkham Asylum, Batman Arkham City, Batman Arkham Knight. It's a if anyone who knows the ending of Batman Arkham Knight. Knows basically that, you know, what's the name? Well, okay, hold on. Hey, Nickname, have you played Arkham Knight?
Yes.
Okay, so.
I love how you just said it naturally. I was like, okay, I guess we're getting back to it.
Okay, yeah, we're getting back to it. Okay, so, now his camera's acting up. Yeah, I know. I spoke too soon. So basically,
Just like the twins. Only one could be fat and one could be fit at the same time. Them niggas have to alternate. It's like one nigga be like, yeah, I'm getting my pump on in the gym. That nigga's brother is fat now. and vice versa.
Oh my God.
Nobody can be the Mauler twins. It's not easy.
That's
so
true.
So basically, the Arkham series has a big following of fans, and they like how Arkham Knight ended. They thought that was a good ending to what's the name to the whole Batman thing, and they thought, oh, that's a good open ended ending and whatnot. But then they wanted to add fuel to the fire and bring him and make kill the Justice League canon to what happens after Arkham Knight. So this basically takes place like 5 years after Arkham Knight. So you gotta wonder, where the fuck has he been doing for the last 5 years? That's one. Because he's not... He killed off Bruce Wayne, so now he's just Batman for good. And he's using Scarecrow's fear toxin and shit like that to make himself more menacing to criminals and all that other crap. But...
Nice touch.
Then in this game, in the Kill the Justice League game, all the Justice League get taken over by Brainiac.
Mm.
And at first I thought the title was just gonna be a gimmick. Until you start realizing, again, as I say down here, spoiler alert, they literally start picking these motherfuckers off one by one.
Mm.
I'm all like, holy shit. Damn. And then they add time travel into the mix with Earth 2 and all this other
crap. Of course.
Because that's their backup plan. And
naturally.
But then you hear James Gunn, he's talking, because you know how James Gunn, his whole universe thing, everything's connected. That means games, shows,
cartoons,
movies, all of it's supposed to be connected somehow. Right. And he's then, but before this whole thing came out, this whole situation came out, he wanted to reassure fans that this isn't the end of the Arkham series. I was like, bro, if you're killing off its prime character,
sure feels that way.
And not to mention, because I, if I'm not mistaken, I thought I was when I was watching. I can't remember the name of the YouTuber. I think it's Slowmo. I don't know. He was
Slowmo.
He was saying how there was a scene where fucking the Suicide Squad goes to fucking the Batcave, and they see the corpse of Tim Drake there. So this motherfucker literally killed his entire Bat family. He pulled a Batman Who Laughs.
Damn, he even killed Drizzy. Damn.
Drizzy Drake. But yeah, like, so, and killed them off screen. So you don't, you go to the cave and you're like, oh, okay, a bunch of dead people. All right. Man, we having so many technical difficulties today. It's not even funny.
Yeah, I blame 2023.
Yeah. But again, with what we just talked about, I feel kind of bad, because the thing is like, that was Kevin Conroy's last performance.
Hmm.
And you couldn't just let him go out with a bang. Like, not the bang that we were expecting with Harley Quinn shooting him in the fucking face. But a more ceremonious, like, death if you're going to kill him off type thing. You know? Sure. But I don't know. I guess they didn't want to pull that off. But also... But also with that, it's like, then you got the Wolverine game with Insomniac Games.
Right.
I don't know if you've heard of any of this happening at all, Black Caesar. I don't know if you've heard any inkling of this going on.
Tidbits, but what's the main skinny?
No. Basically, like I was saying earlier, a hacker is holding all of Insomnia Games information ransom.
Oh, right.
Including their private the employees' private information.
That is so fucked up.
It is fucked up. Like I said earlier, it's one thing to take, you know, to kind of get some leaked footage or some shit to a game, but you fucking with people's lives now. Like, really? What did these motherfuckers do to you?
Shit. If I don't blow up, you gonna blow up.
Like, seriously. And
this is horrible, man. This is a hostile takeover. What the fuck?
Oh, and like I was saying, Sir Wednesday, I was like, with the Kill the Justice League, that was Kevin Conroy's last performance as that character. Mm-mm-mm. And that's another reason why people are kind of pissed about it.
Understood. Oh, damn. I was about to fucking say something then, but it was super insensitive. Someone said,
Yeah, I knew you were.
But that he went out with a bang.
I already said that.
I know.
I already said it, and I didn't even say it in that one. Look at me. Oh, my God. Because I basically said he didn't go out with a bang. I was like, and not like that. He just didn't go out, you know, ceremoniously as his character should have. But,
right.
Wait. Is he purposely muted?
Who?
Oh, he was. Because he was. I think he was talking to somebody else. But
who's?
It was a nickname. He was muted for a moment.
Okay.
But yeah, man. It's
you, bitch.
I mean, I guess since nobody else has anything else to talk about this whole situation. Oh wait, didn't you have some tidbits about this? Nickname.
Don't care for the game. I haven't.
No,
cared
I'm not
for
talking about the game, but I'm just saying, like, just the situation itself. You said you had some.
So I no. I didn't know anything about them fucking killing Batman. I like to stay spoiler free, so I tend to stay away from those things. Besides, maybe looking at one or two little, you know, scenes if they show it, whatever. But nothing that's too pivotal. Yeah. But the game just hasn't looked interesting to me at all. I haven't been interested in it.
Me either, yeah.
Like, it just wasn't, like, I saw it and I was just like, meh, I can skip it.
Right. I said the same thing about Gotham Knights.
Yeah.
The show or the game?
No, the game. I've never even watched the show.
It's an awful piece of shit.
However, if it's free, it's for me.
Yeah, if it's free, it's for me. Yeah, sure. That's how I got Gotham Knights for free.
They gave it to us for free, so I said, you know what? Download and call it a day.
Yep.
It's just sitting on my hard drive right now. That's all it is.
I eventually was just all like, you know what? Fuck it. Gotham Knights had some... the game has some good things about it, but the game wasn't great.
He said things.
It had a few like good things within the game, but the game itself wasn't that great.
That's like, oh yeah, what you think of that dude? He's a person.
Yeah, pretty much.
He's a person, I guess.
I mean, beyond that, I felt like I would enjoy that game. So whether it got bad reviews or not, you know, I was just like, you know what? I'll pick it when I can. And since they gave it to me for free, fuck it. You know, I'm going to download it. I just haven't had a chance to get around to it. I have I almost filled my 2 terabyte hard drive on the PS5 already. Mm-hmm. And it's just filled with games that I have not touched. The only games that I touch on there is Call of Duty. That's it.
Almost doesn't count.
And as of recently, I've been playing God of War again.
Of course, because of Valhalla.
That DLC is hard.
That DLC is stupid nuts. I'm gonna take this off. I want to actually, I want to actually talk about that for a bit, just real quick. What, like, how that has got to be the best fucking Christmas present that company could have given everyone. Yeah, and they gave it to everyone for free, and it's an 8 hour, it's an 8+ hour game.
Yeah, good on them. Good on.
It's not even like usually DLCs. You think, okay, I'm going to get like maybe 2-3 hours of this. No problem.
Sure.
No. Sure. Just to get the full totality of like the dialogue and everything of the gameplay to finish off Kratos' story, 8+ hours, bro. And then it's just a continuous thing because it's like one of those, I forgot what they called it. But it's like one of those things where I guess it's like a what do they call, what would you call that, the way that game is?
So it kind of plays gauntlet style.
Yeah, there you go.
You move on to the next area. If there's enemies there, you fight them. If there's not, you know, you just run around scrummaging for, you know, points and things like that you can use to upgrade your character, because you basically get everything just wiped away from you. But the way that plays,
and you try to get it first yourself,
and the stronger the enemies get, and then when you die, you get sent all the way back to the beginning.
Yep, and you gotta do it all over again.
What? The Which fuck? You know, oh, it yeah. can get no, annoying at that... times.
Oh yeah, that's
it's not bad though. I enjoy it. Plus the fact that when you get to the ending part and you get to beat whoever is at the end, like one of the big bosses, you end up getting a piece of Kratos's past. So they bring up the whole thing with Greece and, you know, him having the throne as the god of war, killing Ares and all that shit. So they bring all that back.
Yeah.
You know, even the part where it's basically an updated version of Greece. That shit looks amazing. Like, I saw that and I was like, nah, this is hard.
And it's a fantastic way of ending Kratos's part of his story. Like, because if you've played the ending of Ragnarok, you find Kratos is basically, you know, spoiler for anybody else. I'm not going to mention too much of it, but he finds something that his wife made that gives him hope for his future type thing. Oh, you know?
Okay.
Not going to lie though, I think him and Freya are kind of
that's got to be a thing.
It's gotta be. He's stupid.
Wow, that was a beef and butt at moment. Sorry.
Yeah, I know. All right, ladies. And
good old Kratos.
Jerks.
I love it how they gave you 8 hours like it's a real job. He's like, I'm playing this game, it's my job. I'm like, you literally are. It's 8 hours long. Have a good day. Don't forget to punch out for lunch, bitch.
Oh, that's the truth. You're gonna be putting some work in there. I know that's for sure.
I don't know how long I've played that game, but I know I've played it for a while now, and I'm just literally trying to get every little piece everything. Of it.
Makes sense.
Yeah, I'm trying to literally get everything. You know what I'm saying? Because I've as I've gotten older, like before, I used to just run through games and say, fuck it. Once I'm done, I'm done. I don't play the game no more.
Platinum, bro.
But I'm spending fucking $60, $70, $80 on these fucking games. And then I just run through the story and that's it.
Yeah.
Now I take my time.
That's how much games are these days, I'm Caesar.
Damn.
Well, not for me.
And I trophy hunt.
Oh, yeah.
I wait for the absolute antithesis of this nigga. I wait for the niggas who just want to beat it in 2 weeks, and after 3 weeks, I go on eBay and get that bitch for cheap.
Smart move.
Because me and full price are enemies.
I'm with that.
Yeah, for that I would have to wait a couple, you know, months for that to happen because I'm all digital now. I've stopped buying disc-based games.
Never.
Only time I buy disc-based games is if I'm doing a collection.
You're a disc-based game.
It's the movies for me. So I'll collect movies. I'll get the actual disc for that, which is why I got a PS5 with the disc tray because I still have all my movies. You know, I'd rather be able to watch my movies. I don't want to have a separate Blu-ray player and have another HDMI input taking up space. And I'm good. Yeah.
Absolutely. Speaking of that, though, I got all four of the John Wick movies in Blu-ray, bro.
Ditto.
Blu-ray 4K. I got that special one with it when it has he has the fucking painting of himself and shit like that.
Yeah.
Woo. Okay.
That shit is hard.
Is there a box set now for all four?
Yes.
Yeah.
I got it for Black Friday on my girl got it for Black Friday on Amazon. For $11.
Get the actual fuck out of here.
You know what? I guarantee they fucking did that because they're going to have another one and it's going to include the Continental series.
That's okay. I can get the Continental series probably. Myself. It's fine.
Oh, yeah, I know. But that's probably what led to the Black Friday.
I like that cover, though. That's of why course. I wanted it.
Absolutely.
But you know, now,
is the cover this pink joint thing here? It's like him, it's like pink smoke and shit with the nunchucks.
Yeah.
And oh, now this is hot.
And it has another picture behind it, too. It's like two different pictures. You can change it. And it's an all black case with all four of the movies in it. And it has all of the features in it.
Did you know we have to thank Keanu Reeves for John Wick because the niggas originally wanted to name it Scorned.
Yeah, I remember.
And then he just kept saying John Wick. He's like, yeah. So what are we going to do on the next scene of Scorned, John Wick? It's like, thanks, nigga, for trolling this entire department. Otherwise, we would have had a Lifetime movie fucking title for this action juggernaut.
It would have been that same, that what was it, that shit from Tropic Thunder? Scorched and Scorched 4.
That's exactly what it would be. I recently just watched that movie, and I've only seen like the little tidbits, but I've actually sat down and watched the whole thing because I got my YouTube Premium back, and there's a whole lot of movies on YouTube Premium for free.
Nice,
yes, which is yes. Thanks for that.
So,
got the TiVo.
last but not least,
I had to dash at the cart.
Yeah, right.
Oh, you getting it too?
I added that shit to cart, boy.
Hell yeah.
That keeps on giving.
But now we're going to talk about Mr. Majors being found guilty for assault.
Two accounts.
And on two accounts and fired by Marvel.
Bro.
Go ahead.
Bro.
First thing I got to say is, how the fuck you going to get diet guilty? I've never seen that before, ever. Like, they say, all right, you got two out of four. Here you go, nigga. I'm like, what? I've never heard of this shit.
So, yeah.
The reason why that happened was because half of the jury was like, nah, and the other half was like, yeah. So they just did a split decision. They got rid of the heavier counts and just gave him lighter counts. It's still assault, it's still battery, all that shit. The only thing is that he can literally pay a fine and just fucking wipe it off.
He might still actually have to do a year though.
Either way, his career is ruined, bro. Oh,
yeah. It's a done deal.
He had the biggest
goofy like that though. Like he was weird.
Yeah, I know. He had the biggest fucking contract deal. And that shit got ruined. Mm-mm-mm-mm. Now, me and Sir Wednesday were talking about this earlier. Now, some shit can come to light down the road that, you know, he actually ended up being innocent. And then he was saying, so Wednesday was like, well, Marvel will have to kiss his ass after that. Because I'm telling you, if it does come to light that he really didn't do it, that's even worse.
Just think about what happened.
Oh, yeah.
Just think about what happened to Johnny.
Here's the thing. What? That's not going to come to light. They had that video. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I remember.
And the first couple seconds, you see him physically yoking her up and putting her in the car. And then afterwards, I guess he realized what the fuck he was doing, and then he decided to get away from her. But
now, my nigga probably got his phone. And he was like, I'm out.
You know, but we can't really tell because it's kind of dark, but that's it true, does look like he yoked her up and threw her into the car, which is like, basically...
But he did his... Yeah, which is a no-no, but it's like he basically like lifted her. He did the reverse dirty dancing, and he lifted it up and put it in the car. She didn't even bump her head. Somebody was like, she bumped her head. I'm like, how? He literally was like, get in there, and then he probably grabbed his phone and ran, and that was it. And it was like Looney Tunes back in action, the way these motherfuckers were running after each other, like it was like motherfucking Roadrunner and Wile E. Coyote.
If she was being attacked, why was she chasing after him? No white woman.
That's what I'm saying.
Right? Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Looked like he was running for his life.
Yo, he pulled a Billy Ocean. He said, get out of my dreams, get into my car. That's basically what the motherfucker said.
but just like the Butter Tribe, he didn't know that he was no match for the power of the Jabari.
He basically did what Ezra Miller couldn't. He ran.
Yeah.
He ran for his life.
And a lot of people like are trying to be like, well, let's leave race out of this. I'm like, nah, Ezra Miller.
No.
My thing is this. Ezra Miller practically kidnapped people, assaulted people, and they still let this nigga do the whole
keep his job.
Movie. And the thing that makes me mad about it, I found out the nigga got paid twice.
Ain't that a bitch?
He got paid twice because he was two people.
Wow.
Wow.
And I'm like, nigga. But...
Wow. See, mind blowing. See, I didn't even know that. Wow.
Same.
Yeah, he played two main characters, obviously.
Yeah, so they paid him twice. He paid the same nigga and got paid twice. But Jonathan Majors.
No jail time, nothing. But Jonathan Majors, boom, guilty. Yeah. You're going to jail for a year. You're fired.
Now, like I said before, when we had this conversation, yeah, I'll be on the side of justice. But if you're telling me I got all this fucking evidence and none of it means diddly squat and dick balls in the universe, and that's the part that bothered me. That's it?
Yeah.
Like, we all said it. If he's guilty, fine. He's guilty. Serve, you know, justice is served. That's fine. But we found out throughout these trials, he's had all these different, like, he had all these different types of evidence. Some evidence that there's no way in hell that you can just, you know, disregard.
And I heard that
I heard that she was
arrested for assault as the aggressor.
Yeah.
And he wasn't arrested. Right. So I'm like, huh? Yeah. The math ain't mathing.
No, it's not.
No.
But he has a restraining order now, so he has to stay away from her.
Which I'm guaranteeing.
Sure,
that's why he ran. He was like, I never want to see this bitch again in my life. And he had to go see her in court. And then he was like, damn it, spoke too soon.
But listen, like, I mean, but
that nigga had major problems.
Oh,
but listen, like,
the power of the Jabari. We will feed you to my courtroom.
Oh shit! But
you could have gone home.
But so, what do you think Marvel's going to do?
They're recasting.
I heard that. Yeah,
I'm thinking it's a recast.
That's what you think?
They have to. You know why? Because
they're recasting. They've done too much for the Kang character.
Oh yeah.
Like if Loki didn't come out, they could have did Loki reshoots and all that shit. Bro, but since they already
Loki was fucking fire.
Yeah, there's no
way. But look at it. Look at it this way. I mean, you already killed off Victor Timely. What's the name? Kang the Conqueror is
not
like
necessarily.
Just... Oh, hold on. Victor Timely
was still there though. Oh, at the end,
yeah. Well, that was another. Yeah, that was a Victor Timely when he fucking redid the universe and all that other shit. But it's not technically the same one. You know what I mean? But anyway, and then what's his name? You found out at the end of that Kang the Conqueror is still unknown. His unknown at the end of Quantumania, and. But then you got the rest of them goddamn Kangs. Like,
that's why you recast. There's too much story for him now.
Oh yeah, definitely. It's not a freaking Black Panther situation.
No, it's not.
Because when we were having the conversation of what we could have fixed, and this guy was all like, "They should have recast Black Panther." I'm like, as great as it is to have that opinion, I totally disagree. Because even if you get, it's just like, have any of you seen the movie Air?
Yeah.
The Michael Jordan movie?
Yeah.
Not yet.
Oh, the one with Ben Affleck, right?
Ben Affleck. Fantastic movie.
Yes, it is.
And I remember somebody had asked, you casted all these characters and all these people. Why couldn't you cast Michael Jordan? And then he's all like, because at the end of the day, if you watch the whole film, everybody knows what Jordan looks like. Everybody is a fan of Jordan, whether you're a fan or not. You know what Jordan looks like. The minute we put after, and he's right, the minute you put a motherfucker in there to play Michael Jordan, your first thing is going to be like, that ain't Michael Jordan.
Yep.
And you're going to be taken out of the entire movie. The last 15 minutes matters. Now, when it came to fucking, what's her name? Black Panther. Totally different scenario.
Mm-hmm.
You can't recast Sam Malone and still have cheers. Granted, he's still alive, but he's like a main linchpin in that. Mm-hmm. So as sad as it was for it to go that path, it made sense that it had to.
Yeah.
For what we got. And people were like, oh, I missed T'Challa. What do you want motherfuckers to do? They can't do a fucking time heist too.
You know what? Yeah, but you know what those people are gonna say. But you know what those people are gonna say. They're gonna be like, "Well, you should just recast them." But that's not gonna change nothing. Though.
It's not, because you're gonna make
people angry.
Correct. So you gonna tell me you go on fucking Aunt Viv, fucking T'Challa? Fuck out of here!
Damn.
That ain't T'Challa. It's the same shit.
It depends on the character. The character either can get recast or. The person would have to just be completely removed from it. Kang is a fucking staple in this part of the arc, so they can't remove him completely. So they have to recast. You know what I'm saying?
You know who they should use to recast the Kang?
I want to hear because I've been on Twitter and I've been seeing some outrageous.
I knew it was saying, man.
He gonna be Kang, man.
It's like you thought you had it all figured out, man. You think it's the first time we had this conversation, man?
Let me tell you something. Back. He's like, well, I'll be back, baby.
I told you I'll be back.
Yeah. I've been on Twitter and I've been seeing this. People are talking about. Who should play Kang going forward?
That was my next question.
Now, so many people have said Terrence Howard. So many. And I'm like, there's no way that Marvel would say, yes, let's bring this nigga back. That's not happening.
Some people said Denzel Washington.
No. John David Washington.
No, they said Denzel as well.
I don't see that. I don't see that at all.
Denzel's too old.
A lot of people.
I like.
Yeah.
I, I like Equalizer 3, but yo, he's aged. He's done.
Oh, yeah, no more action. Yeah, no, that's true.
But John a lot of people also said John Boyega, but he's already in hot water with Disney anyway.
Yeah. Correct. Even though they asking him back for the new Star Wars movies that are coming out eventually.
Yeah, he wants no parts of that.
John Boyega.
But they're probably gonna throw money at him, and I bet you that'll change his mind.
It depends. I mean, if you let an entire country dictate whether you're on a poster or not, you could suck my dick through a straw.
That's true.
That if you want the force, you could suck my dick through the straw with the force.
He right. But okay, John Boyega, John David Washington, and who else? Or do you have an idea on who you would like to be recast as?
I'm gonna tell you. I called him. Sorry. This is the name that I gave him for
when Chase is on all you niggas. This motherfucker.
24-hour lockdown.
I call this nigga Kang the Conqueror Man.
Bruh. That was brilliant. That was good.
You know what I have to do now? In honor of this shit, I'm gonna get Kane and I'm gonna fucking put Terrence Howard's face in this shit. Oh man.
Terrence Howard would fit that role and that's
Kane
it.
The Conqueror Man.
You're stupid. No. But Sir Winston, who do you think should be recast as him? Because me personally, everybody immediately kept saying Doom. I was like, yo, Doom's already gonna be in this eventually.
He's gonna be
like, this is the thing. Why bring Doom in now in the middle of this kerfluffle? Doom needs time to marinate just as much as any other villain does. He's a big time villain.
He's gotta be introduced the right way.
Indeed.
Yeah, he has a lot to do with Secret Wars. Now, if they do bring him in,
that's when they should bring Terrence Howard in Secret Wars. No. He's like, Rhodey? He's like, yeah.
As another Rhodey?
No, like the Rhodey from before. He's like, you won't understand. We wiped the original timeline, man. And then we had to reset. So that's why he's Don Cheadle instead of fucking Terrence Howard.
It explains he said, I came back, man. I'm Kang the Conqueror Man. I told my boy, I was like, yo, I am not trying to see Terrence Howard as Kang the Conqueror Man. That's not happening.
It's like, you want to spam ban on a timeline, man. That's what you do to conquerors, man. You put them on the edge of time, man. You put them in a quantum mania, man. Come on, man.
We can't do that. We cannot have
I need
people on Twitter to stop fucking saying Terrence Howard.
Yo, for real. Please stop.
No, but seriously, who do you think
if he wasn't in Black Panther already, I would have said Sterling K. Brown. But also can't do Sterling K. Brown because Sterling K. Brown is doing what's the name? Angstrom Levy, who is a fucking multiversal person in Invincible. And people are like, oh, yeah, like this is just like Kang. I'm like, nigga, they did this way before the whole shit. Granted, Kang was this before they did the multiverse shit they were going to do with Kang. This nigga was that nigga. But if they want to give him checks, it's all good. Brolin made money, two characters in Marvel. Mm-hmm. So if that's the case, why can't Sterling get some too?
What about you, Caesar?
I dig it. Honestly, I would. I'd like to see Jacob Anderson in the role.
Oh
like,
shit!
The guy who played Great Grey Worm, and the current Louis Dutrac in Interview with a Vampire. I think he could pull it off. I think he could do it.
I could probably see him as Iron Lad, man.
I am leaning towards John David Washington, though. I mean. I can kind of see that.
I can see it.
Yeah. I think he could really rock that.
You know.
It's just Denzel's voice and a younger body.
That's pretty much. Mm-hmm. Pretty much. Nick, what about you?
What about Aldis Hodge?
No,
even though he's the only reason. DC.
Oh,
nah. The only reason why, because when that nigga was Will I Am, aka Hawkman, in Black A-Town.
Oh shit!
He was trying too hard. He was trying too hard. And I was like, bro, like, please, like, you good? Aldis, I love you, but could you sit the fuck down somewhere? they should have changed his name to the L, and I'm not talking about E-L, like T-H-E-L, because all that nigga did was take L's the entire movie from everybody. Oh, he was shit. Getting fucked up.
Yeah.
And anytime he looked like he was about to do something cool, you know who he is? He's if y'all watch One Punch Man, he's Genos. Genos be looking cool as fuck and have all the tight animations, but he keeps getting sunned. And it's like, really? You did some real cool shit off of that? All right, cool.
What about that dude that plays the villain in like every fucking gangster movie? The African.
Who? The Adebisi dude?
Adewale?
What happened?
What's his name? Dejan. God, fuck. I can't even say his name.
You mean Jomin?
Oh, Dejan Hansu?
You mean Jomin Hansu?
No.
Well,
he wouldn't.
He's in the MCU anyway.
Yeah. He was what's it called? One of the Kree.
That's okay. You know why? Because fucking what's her face? Was two different people.
Who?
God, what's her name?
Mariah Stokes.
No, you're right.
No, but she was a Kree fighter, and then she became.
Oh, she was in the Eternals, right?
Yeah.
The Asian girl. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Yeah, you're right. You're
with
right.
Gemma Chan.
You're right.
Uh huh.
Gemma Chan. Oh, she's so fucking fine.
She was in Guardians of the Galaxy and Guardians of the Galaxy 2.
And Captain Marvel.
I'm sorry, not Guardians of the Galaxy. She was in Captain Marvel.
Marvel and Eternals.
And Eternals.
Yeah.
And in Eternals, she was an Eternal.
Oh, she was Cersei.
They upgraded her ass.
Yes.
And then she upgraded the universe.
Yeah, for real.
Word.
Until she got took. Yeah.
So they can use the same actor if they wanted to.
I don't know.
But
I'm sticking with John David Washington.
Yeah, same. He's some new blood.
I seriously feel he can do it.
I don't know though. He's not built like that.
I mean,
he can get built like that.
He can get built. He was in Ballers.
I know majors. He was a football player.
But he wasn't that jacked. He was a wide receiver. He wasn't.
Oh yeah, he can get jacked. You know. Once they put you on the Marvel workout plan,
he needs to be a much bigger size. You know what I'm saying?
Did you guys see Creed 3? Shit, man.
Jonathan Majors was a beast.
Yeah, he was a brick wall, bro.
Jesus.
That nigga was Jonathan Sargent. He was Jonathan Lieutenant. And then he became Jonathan Commander. And then he was Jonathan Majors. That nigga went all the ranks. I had to salute that motherfucker.
The only major he wasn't was Major Payne.
Yeah.
Oh. Because he wasn't on the tennis.
Now he's in prison.
Now he is Major Payne because this was a pain for all that shit to happen in his career.
Wow.
For him.
Damn.
Guess he's going to do that 5-10 stretch in the multiverse, ain't he? Sucks to be you without your time chair, baby. Wham.
But I mean, I, you know what? If he again, like we said,
and that goes either way. If they got concrete shit that he completely was that way.
I was just gonna say that.
It's just that, and the other way too. But the thing that makes me mad is there's still doubt.
There's plot holes. There's still this whole thing.
Yeah.
There's holes in that whole thing that like you just said, if it's done, it's done. Okay, fine and dandy. That's all right. But this whole thing stinks to high heaven. There's something wrong in that whole case.
Even a policeman said, why are we going to trial for a misdemeanor?
Yeah, that's what I was wondering. Like, really? This shit could have been done in a week.
Watch the next fucking televised case will be a jaywalking case.
I smell a setup, y'all.
But
indeed,
just saying.
But lady, that is the end of today's show. Thank you guys for watching. We do hope you enjoyed our antics this year. We did miss our anniversary, but that's okay. We can probably do oh, this guy's late as usual. Yeah, we already got on that. You a bit late with that one.
We know that already. You know who else knows that already? The court system, and they still fucked over Jonathan Majors.
Yes, they did.
I think it was his uncle. They were like, "Would you like to say some words on behalf of Jonathan Majors?" He was like, "This is America," and he just kept walking.
Wow.
I mean, well, he ain't lying. This is America. It's just, you know, fucked up.
But yeah, thank you guys for joining us tonight. This is the last show of the year, so we hope you do have a wonderful holiday and a happy new year. And with that said, Sir Wednesday, take us out for the final time this year.
Like you said, if you like, share, subscribe, you know, found this fantastic, fun-filled year, feel free to hit the like button, share, subscribe, send to all the motherfuckers you know that want to be entertained, and we'll get them there. Get them here. And feel free to go to our IG, which is the Instagrams, at Official True Story Bro, and follow us for updates on fuckery.
You said it so professional, like, I love it.
Follow us on X, formerly known as the Twibra, at official_TSBP. And follow us on Kick. Man, we got a Kick now.
Okay. I know. I didn't even know either, but you know, Roundhouse put it together.
Thanks, Roundhouse. Follow us on Kick at kick.com/TrueStoryBroPodcast. Another one. Make sure you follow us on Twitch, twitch.tv/TrueStoryBro. Boom. And don't forget to follow our sister channel at Saturday Night Nightmares on their IG at Saturday Night Nightmares, 1S, no mares, mare. And www.youtube.com/@SaturdayNightNightmare. Once again, 1S, no mares. And I love it how we've been on and we can't get a fucking /TrueStory, bro, but these niggas is on it. It's okay. I want justice. Anyway.
You know why? Because the thing is, we earned our title. This shit came after the fact. So True Story Bro earned their title when we got past 100 100 subscribers.
So when you were able to go over, that's how you were able to get at Saturday Night Nightmares?
No. That was a new thing that just happened this year. They did that for everyone now.
They always changing shit get there.
I know.
Fucking Gucci's. Anyway, when you're thirsty and you're parched from all the injustice and you want to have a tasty beverage, feel free to go to Wild Bill's. Feel free to go to drinkwildbills.com and use our promo code TrueStoryBro for 10% off Wild Bill's made by military veterans right here in our own USA, New Jersey. Gotta love it. You can get them online. You can get them at a con. You can get them even at your local ShopRite in some locations, which is great. So power on to the homies at Wild Bills. And, yeah, go to drinkwildbills.com, use that promo code. No bull, just bills. And of course, if you want to buy more of our faces and our fantastic slogans and sayings and all that good stuff, feel free to go to our True Story Bro merch shop at true-story-bro.creator-spring.com. And then you can buy all of our faces, including the nigga that's not here and the nigga that's up there, and you know, continue supporting the show. You know.
All right, guys. See you guys next year. Happy New Year. Merry Christmas. Happy Kwanzaa. Happy Hanukkah. All that good shit. And yeah, that's about it.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.
Merry New Year.